At 6 a.m., members of the AAPI community demanding results from police in the wake of increasing attacks. What we are learning about a recent arrest and the attack of a former San Francisco commissioner.
And as you head out the door, we're monitoring an accident on 680, how this will affect your commute. Plus, we have other main times coming up.
And here in the Weather Center, we are keeping a very close eye on the forecast for us this week. It looks mild, but things could change. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit.
And again, as you head out the door, we're monitoring an accident on 680, how this is going to affect your commute. Plus, we have main drive times coming up.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Jocelyn, about that. But first, let's look at this morning's top stories. Recent attacks against Asian American seniors brought out marchers in San Francisco's North Beach. They are demanding that police do more to protect the older members of their community. Police say they are stepping up patrols in and around Chinatown. Protesters are asking for a meeting with the city's police chief. Activists are calling for more monkeypox testing and vaccines. A rally will be held today outside the San Francisco Federal Building. Zuckerberg General Hospital will be reopening its walk-in clinic tomorrow. That is also when the new State Senate Select Committee on Monkeypox will hold their first meeting. Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote to pass the Inflation Reduction Act. The measure is a top priority of President Biden's domestic agenda. The spending bill aims to reduce health care and prescription drug costs while investing billions to fight climate change. It heads to the House for a vote as early as Friday. Well, good morning to you and happy Monday. It is 6:01. We have a lot to get to today, but first, how's our weather going to feel? We had a beautiful weekend here in the Bay Area.
It was stunning this weekend. And even as we head into this work week, on the bright side, we're not seeing too much of a change. So let's break that down right now. A little bit of a marine layer as we're waking up. But you know what? It is a stunning day for us. Temperatures are remaining around average. We are seeing partly cloudy conditions this morning. But as that sun begins to rise, I mean, official sunrise is coming up right around the corner. Once it officially rises, it's going to help pull that marine layer back, which right now actually is starting to fill in portions of the bay. That was a live look just from the Salesforce Tower cam overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge. But once we extend into the afternoon, notice how it just dissipates and we're left with sunny skies pretty much everywhere, especially in our inland areas, but even along the bay and the coast too. So we're getting a little bit of a break this afternoon, and that'll be the trend for us really all week long. Now, as we extend into the weekend, we're going to be seeing a lot more sunshine in store too. If you have any outdoor plans, this is the time to start thinking about it. It's Monday. We're going to have more on that coming up in the full forecast. But for now, Jocelyn.
Thanks, Jess. Well, we are monitoring an accident. Unfortunately, this is an injury accident on 680 southbound near Andrade Road. There is an overturned vehicle on the right shoulder. The right lane is blocked for emergency vehicles. The backup is on 680 and Highway 84. So definitely be paying attention to that. Now back to the stall on northbound 17 in Santa Cruz in the Santa Cruz Mountains. That is blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up there as well. So make sure you are paying attention to that as well. Now, as far as main drive times for super commuters there, 45 minutes from 205 to 680. The rest right there, as you can see on your screen, looks green, so that is always a good thing. Now, looking at the San Mateo Bridge right now, you can see a little bit of a backup there, but things are looking pretty smooth for the most part. We're also going to take a live look at the Golden Gate Bridge right now as you're heading to San Francisco. Things are looking pretty smoothly there as well. And as far as our Bay Bridge, metering lights are on now. It is about a 9-minute drive from the maze into San Francisco. Amanda.
It's also a very gray morning out there this morning, Jocelyn. Well, happening today, it is the first day back to school for students in Oakland Unified School District. Masks will no longer be required, but they are still strongly recommended indoors. The district is encouraging students and staff to test for COVID before coming to school today. Teachers have been preparing for the start of the school year.
It's a lot of open tabs in my head. You know, it's like a computer with a lot of open tabs. And so just making sure that I'm refreshing my tabs. it's good. I feel anything I can do to support people to feel ready for day one.
Meanwhile, in San Francisco, the school district is scrambling to fill classrooms with teachers. With the new school year around the corner, the district says they are short over 100 teachers. San Francisco Unified could possibly combine classrooms to handle that shortage, as well as redeploy district office employees with credentials back into the classrooms.
And Jocelyn, also happening today, California Attorney General Rob Bonta will help launch the California Student Debt Challenge. It's a public information campaign about student loan forgiveness and how borrowers can apply before the October 31st deadline. About 1 million Californians may qualify for public service loan forgiveness, but only around 10,000 have received it. Jocelyn.
Well, Amanda, developing in San Francisco Police Department has arrested a man they believe attacked former San Francisco Commissioner Greg Chu. The agency is not saying if the attack was racially motivated. They have said that the suspect was known to police. KPIX5's Betty Yu has latest details on the arrest.
5 days after the unprovoked attack on veteran city commissioner Greg Chu, police announced an arrest.
Officers identified the suspect as 34-year-old San Francisco resident Derek Yarby. Yarby was booked at San Francisco County Jail on assault on the charges of battery with great bodily injury, elder abuse, aggravated assault, and then also an assault enhancement charge.
Police say the two men didn't speak before Chu was hit and knocked to the ground just after 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday at 3rd and Folsom in Soma.
Investigators will be attempting to interview the suspect and see if they can determine whether or not race or bias was a factor in the attack.
Among the local and state leaders supporting Sunday's rally against anti-Asian violence in Washington Square Park was Supervisor Matt Dorsey. Chu lives in his district.
I really appreciate his courage coming forward, and I think it's equally important, if not more important, to highlight when we make an arrest, we have to send a message to would-be attackers who would contemplate coming to our city to do this, to attack Asian seniors, that they are going to be identified and arrested and prosecuted.
Fight for change.
And Dorsey pointed out that San Francisco police reported a 567% increase in anti-Asian hate crimes in 2021. In a text to KPIX5, Chu stated that he's somewhat relieved to hear of the arrest, but so many others have been assaulted and robbed. City leaders got to step up. In San Francisco, Betty Yu, KPIX5.
And now to the fire watch. Evacuation still in place this morning for the Six Rivers Complex fires burning in Humboldt County. Now, these are pictures from the blaze from the National Weather Service. There are 8 lightning fires right now, and more than 1,200 acres have been burned. At last check, there's still no containment. And better news with the McKinney fire. Let's take a look at this. Containment is still growing, and crews actually have been able to keep it away from the town of Wairika. Close to 90 homes have been destroyed, and more than 60,000 acres have burned. It's now more than 40% contained, and more than 3,000 firefighters are currently on the scene of that fire. Last but not least, NOAA satellites caught smoke from the McKinney fire late last week. You know, the flames on the left are actually from a smaller Yeti fire. That is home to local Native American tribes. Tribal biologists say that there are reports of large numbers of dead fish in the Klamath River, and they say that the fish were killed by massive flooding and debris flows from the McKinney fire. Jocelyn?
Yeah, well, Jess, we are just a few days away from the 49ers preseason kicking off party right here on KPIX when the Red and Gold take on the Green Bay Packers at Levi's Stadium. And during our countdown, we're taking a look at some of the things that make the team and the fans so special, like Ronnie Lott. Sharon Chin got to have a chat with him.
There's a big key to this 49er defense, Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott won 4 Super Bowls with the 49ers. But in his retirement,
I want to win.
The former safety.
Well, we know that.
He has led a huddle of generosity for the last 33 years.
You got all these incredible stars, but you also have some people who have big hearts.
The NFL Hall of Famer and his wife, Karen, harnessed that star power to break the cycle of poverty. They started the Santa Clara-based nonprofit All Stars Helping Kids in 1989. It helps grow innovative nonprofits that serve disadvantaged young people. All Stars has given more than $30 million in seed money and coaching to more than 600 organizations.
What is your heart for the kids?
My heart for the kids is pretty simple. How do you allow people to know that they can fit in? Like we all do. Like we all have. You know, a lot of people of color, they've never had a chance to fit in.
Are you going to quit? Are you going to surrender? Are you going to find a way to give up?
The game plan?
In this room,
We don't surrender.
To level the playing field for underserved kids.
We've been able to do that. We've been able to play our role in helping a lot of young people see that there are people out there that care.
All Stars has reached nearly 160,000 children in the last decade alone, like the high school student who, years later, now works in high tech.
I remember bumping into him in Redwood City, and I was sitting there going, what are you doing? He goes, I'm working at HP. And I'm like, whoa.
Ronnie also volunteers with Multiplying Good, the foundation that partners with KPIX to honor unsung heroes with Jefferson Awards. His passion for community service comes from his mom and his dad, a military recruiter.
I learned early on that you're in the game, Ronnie. You're in the game no matter what you say, because I'm going to make you be in the game. That's my dad and that's my mom.
And just as past 49ers have inspired him,
we don't surrender. We don't quit.
He's encouraging a new generation of fans and players to pay it forward.
We're starting to see some of the younger Niners participating and being involved.
And that's the team to be on.
That's it. You know what? What I've learned is when you huddle with the right people, there are amazing things you can get done.
And that's a winning play on and off the field. Sharon Chin, KPIX 5.
And All Stars Kids is now accepting applications for its 2023 program. Nonprofit startups selected into the program receive cash, coaching, connections, and help with growing its capacity. Now, for more information, you can go to allstarshelpingkids.org. Amanda.
Jocelyn, how inspiring the impact he has on all those people. Well, now to look at the sights and sounds of Outside Lands. The event wrapped up last night. 60-plus performances, 90 different food vendors, and over 200,000 people. That this year's festival is going down as one of the biggest ever.
It's like one of the ones that's like in the middle of the city. It's, I don't know, unique in that way.
I've been to Outside Lands for the past 4 years. It's my favorite festival ever.
A lot of people were very excited to be back at it this year.
Yay. You know, I heard it from I thought my neighbors were having a party yesterday. I've never been in San Francisco during Outside Lands. And so I go downstairs to my roommates. I was like, oh, is there someone? Like, should we go talk to someone? They're like, no, that's Outside Lands.
Yeah.
That sound carries everywhere throughout the Bay Area.
Yeah. I saw snaps all over my Instagram.
People looks seem great.
To be having a great time. I'm very jealous that I did not get to see Jack Harlow.
Aww, next year.